Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Doing Harm by Kelly Parsons, published by St. Martin's Press in 2014. Today's book is all about ambitious surgeons, blackmail, and patient deaths. Steve Mitchell is a typical surgeon, ambitious, dedicated, and a bit arrogant. With a bright future ahead of him, the job he's always wanted, and a loving wife and two daughters, Steve seems to have the perfect life, until one of his patients dies. Steve is also training two other new surgeons, the aloof and mysterious but trustworthy Louise, and the golden girl Gigi, the quintessential rising star of the hospital, who also happens to be very good looking. When the patient death appears to be Steve's fault and the hospital begins to investigate the incident closely, Steve is confused and tries to dig further into what happened. He finds holes and discrepancies in the situation, but he can't explain why. And all fingers are pointing at him. Then Steve realises there must be a killer on the loose inside the hospital system. Someone who is keen to place the blame on him. Then another one of his patients dies, and with his future and his marriage on the line, his professional name tainted and all his friends and allies turning their back on him, Steve must catch the killer alone before another patient loses their life. Doing Harm is a medical thriller about misplaced ambition. It's about the drive to succeed in the medical profession, where the desire is more about personal achievement than the urge to heal people. And the idea of how easy it might be to take lives within a hospital is frankly terrifying. The hospital system in Doing Harm is rife with people who care more about the science and the win, whether that's the perfect operation or beating a colleague to a prestigious post, rather than the people under their care and their scalpels. It's also about keeping up with the Joneses, with their homes and their cars and their lifestyles. Steve is blinded by this world. He's driven to get the job of his dreams and build his ideal life, a far cry from his suburban upbringing. To be honest, he's completely selfish. But then again, he's not the only one. And when everything starts to fall apart, he begins to see what little he has outside his job title, especially when his behaviour begins to create a rift in his family too. As well as a taut thriller where Steve is frantically trying to stop and outsmart the killer while they seem to be watching his every move, Doing Harm is also filled with intricate detail on medical procedures. Now, I have to admit that I skimmed over most of the surgeries and patient reviews, but all the facts are there if that's your jam. Another part that I did find interesting about Doing Harm was the careers of the doctors before they became doctors, giving the main characters depth and skills beyond medicine to battle it out with a killer. So if you like suspense, hospitals, technical details, moral dilemmas and puzzles, I recommend Doing Harm by Kelly Parsons. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.